This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. Yesterday, August 22nd, there was a wildfire in the Penny Creek Lords Lake area northwest of Quilcene. The fire was approximately 4 acres in size, but was quickly surrounded by road or wet line. It was brought under control yesterday afternoon. DNR took command of the incident. The public can expect crews to remain in the area for the next day or two. Looking at the weather for the rest of this week and the weather radar online, it appears that there was some light precipitation in the Puget Sound overnight, and there is a band of moisture that swirled around us to the east and up to BC and Alberta. It's possible that the local precipitation will clear residual particulates from the air and possibly dampen fires in eastern Washington, Alberta, and BC. The predicted precipitation intensifies over central Alberta and BC, much needed up there. Chief Black of East Jefferson Fire Rescue said this about the dryness in Washington State, quote, "Even though it might be cooler in the coming weeks, it is too dry. The National Interagency Fire Center is forecasting this current weather pattern to persist through October." I will speak with Chief Black this week, and that interview will air on Labor Day, along with an interview with Karen Stillwell, instructor of yoga and the Wim Hof method of breathing and cold water immersion. You can join Karen in a merry band of cold plungers at the Fort Worden Beach Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. The City of Port Townsend Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, LTAC, invites proposals for funding activities that benefit visitors and residents. LTAC will review proposals for funding with an intent to award grants totaling $10,000 in this fall cycle. Funding for projects will range between $1,000 and $10,000, depending on the number of applicants and eligible projects. Applications can be submitted through an online portal at cityofpt.us/bc/page/lodging tax advisory committee. With hyphens in between. The link is on the transcript of this program. The application deadline is Friday, September 22nd, and proposals will be considered at the regular meeting of LTAC scheduled for Tuesday, October 10th. All proposals must meet the minimum statutory requirements of RCW 67.28, regulating the use of lodging tax funds. Those who apply must demonstrate the value of the proposed activity to visitors and residents, with an increase in overnight stays and a preferred focus on the shoulder seasons, October through May. Proposals will be evaluated against other weighted criteria determined by LTAC, and applicants are asked to attend the October meeting to briefly present their proposal and field questions. In the spring round of LTAC grants, Key City Public Theater, Centrum, and Fort Worden Hospitality were all awarded grants for marketing ranging from $1,500 to $7,000. Lodging tax funds are distributed annually among a variety of initiatives, including marketing, planning, infrastructure, fee waivers, and debt service. Lodging tax totaled over $602,000 in 2022. Co-owner of the Old Consulate Inn and LTAC Vice Chair Nathan Barnett says, quote, "LTAC's vision of sustainable tourism is to reinvest community resources to enhance the lives of both residents and visitors. We hope to see proposals that reflect this vision. Working in hospitality plus serving on LTAC, PT Main Street, and Olympic Peninsula Stream, I appreciate the importance of inviting everyone to the table. Connecting visitors and residents is essential. It keeps us vibrant year-round, strengthens our social fabric, and keeps Port Townsend quirky and lively." End of quote. For more information on LTAC, including RCW 67.28 grant criteria and the yearly LTAC funding cycle, go to the LTAC webpage. Questions about lodging tax can be sent to LTAC@cityofpt.us. And Pat Rogers, a volunteer who puts together our web presence on a daily basis, reports that the parade grounds at Fort Worden are filling up with things for Thing. It's coming this Friday, Thing. KPTZ brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. I'm Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and be careful out there.